This is Peter King's fourth class at the Shippensburg Bible School. His subject for the week is Jesus in the Old Testament, and the title of this class is The Three Gifts, Bread, Water, and Light. Peter King.
Thank you, James. Hello, good morning, everybody. We stand very little chance of covering the material that's on the agenda for today. But let's make a start, shall we? First, I ask you please to open your books to Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew. And specifically, chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, I'm going to read verse 1. The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came, and tempting him, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. What do you think they wanted to see? Throughout the whole of the gospel records, and I can show you evidence in all four of the gospels, they're asking Jesus for a sign. Show us a sign. I'm amazed. I really am totally surprised. They'd seen lepers healed. They'd seen deaf people cured. They'd seen blind people given their sight. They've seen all sorts of miracles. And still they say, show us a sign. And I think the verse where we have our Bible open at Matthew chapter 16 and verse 1 is the catalyst to them all. This really gets down to the nitty-gritty. They say, will you please show us a sign from heaven? You see, what they've been doing, what they've been up till now, they've seen signs from Jesus. They've seen Jesus cure the leper. They've seen Jesus cure blind people and deaf people, and he's embraced the lepers. But they've seen him multiply the bread, 5 loaves to feed 5,000 people. We talked about it. But now they say, all of these signs are done by you in your name. He said to the man who was crazy in the town of Gadara, to the devils, we'll talk about those if you like some other time, come out of him. And they came out. He said to the blind man, I'll put mud on your eyes, now go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And he came, and when he came back, he could see. Everything was done by Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Now they're saying that the signs that you've given us are all your signs. What we want to see is a sign from heaven. And that's the only time you read of that, which is why I asked you to open your books in Matthew 16, verse 1. Show us a sign from heaven. In other places, they just said, show us a sign. Now they really come out into the open and they say, we want to see a sign from heaven. It's all very well for you to take the 5 loaves and break them, but you had 5 loaves to start with. Moses had nothing, and he just prayed to God, and manna came down. For 40 years, that's what we want. We don't want your signs. We want a sign from heaven. And I want to bring you to the reply of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is, I think, the best teacher the world ever had was Jesus. And I think his reply is stunning. It's a little bit complicated, and we need a few scriptures to tie it all together. And I know it's Thursday morning and you're all tired because you had a late night last night at the fruit social. Stay with me, please, if you can. I've only got 2 more to go after this and then you can go home. And this strange guy who stands in front of you with a funny accent won't be here anymore. So just give me the time, if you will, please. We need now to look at verse 4. This is Jesus' reply. A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. Now, will you please remember what they wanted? You are with me, are you? Will you please remember what they wanted? They wanted a sign from heaven. And Jesus said, the only sign from heaven that you'll get is the sign of Jonah the prophet. Now that's, we haven't tied the ends up there, you know, we're still like this. They wanted a sign from heaven. Jesus said, you'll get one, and it'll be the sign of Jonah the prophet. Would you come back with me now, please? We'll stay in Matthew, to Matthew chapter 12. And verse 38. Then certain of the scribes and of the Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would see a sign from thee. They always wanted to see a sign, but only once did they ask for a sign from heaven, and we've seen that. But he answered and said, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given it, but the sign of Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Okay? Then he just expounds that a little bit. Now we need to go to Matthew chapter 17, please. And I'm going to read at verse 24. Okay? Matthew 17, 24. And when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of strangers? Peter saith unto him, of strangers. Jesus saith unto him, then are the children free, notwithstanding, lest we should offend them. Go to the sea, cast an hook, take up the first fish that cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Take that, and give it unto them for me and thee. There is so much to learn here. There really, truly is. We've had three scriptures so far. Matthew 16, Matthew 12. Now we come back to Matthew 17. We'll perhaps go back to Matthew 12 in a little while. But let's just see what we have here in Matthew chapter 17. And then we'll try and tie all the ends together. The rulers say to Peter, does your master pay tribute money? Now, this is not a Roman tax. This was temple money, and everybody had to pay it. It was not absolutely obligatory, but you had to pay it if you wanted to be considered a half-decent Jew, like a pretty good citizen. You had to pay half a shekel. Everybody had to pay it. The rich people didn't pay more. The poor people didn't pay less. It started in the day of Moses when God said, I want you to number all the people and take half a shekel from them. That was way back in the time of Moses. But like all governments, they said this is a pretty good thing. This is a good way to receive money. So we'll tax everybody. And they said, half a shekel, please. Half a shekel, please. Half a shekel, please. And it went into the temple treasury. It is called atonement money. It's nothing to do with Roman tax. Please remember, this is important. It is atonement money, and it was done originally to save them. God said, I'm going to make an atonement for you, and this is your contribution. Half a shekel, please. So when Peter's walking down the street, the authorities say to him, hey, does Jesus pay this temple tax? And Peter said, yes. I cannot tell you whether Jesus did. I'm sure Peter wouldn't have told a lie. But the person who held the money bag was Judas. And I would think that Judas would have taken the money out and given it to the authorities for Jesus. Otherwise, Peter wouldn't have said, yes, he does. In any event, Peter says, yes, he does. And when he gets into the house, Jesus